Vienna. Expect. Stage. Scheduled. Contract. Foundation.
I'm finding a better timing for the Vienna project.
Right, we've got a starting date for that, haven't we?
Yes, we began a pilot study on the 5th November.
Right. How long is that expected to last?
We should finish the study in 3 weeks.
Good. Then what's the next stage?
Well, we've got a meeting with a contractor scheduled for the 1st December. If everything goes according to plan, we'll sign the contract then, and work can begin at the beginning of January.
So what's the first stage?
Well, excavation will begin in January and is due to finish by the middle of February. Now, after that, we could have a problem.
What's that?
You remember we've subcontracted the German firm to do the foundations. They promised to start in the middle of February. They're now saying that they can't.
Right, I'll get on to them. When do they do to finish the foundations?
In the contract, it says by the 28th February.
I see, and then?
Construction works should begin on the 5th March. We're on pretty tight schedule. All the work has to be done in March and April.
Okay, I see the problem. I'll phone you back in the afternoon at about 3. Bye.
Bye.
Authority. Charisma. Division of labor. Functional departmentalization. Functional structure. Mechanistic organization. Organic organization. Organization design. Organization structure describes the organization's formal framework or system of communication and authority. Just as humans have skeletons that define their shapes, organizations have structures that define theirs. The term complexity refers to the amount of differentiation in an organization. The more division of labor there is in an organization, the more vertical levels in the hierarchy, and the more geographically dispersed the organization's units, the more difficult it is to coordinate people and their activities. The degree to which an organization relies on rules and procedures to direct the behavior of employees is formalization. The more rules and regulations in an organization, the more formalized the organization's structure. The term centralization describes where the decision-making authority is. If decision-making is in upper levels of management, the organization structure is more centralized. On the other side, decentralization is used in some organizations where decision-making is delegated to lower levels. Organization design means the development or changing of an organization structure. The process involves decisions about the amount of complexity, formalization, and centralization to be used. Three aspects of organization structure can be mixed and matched to create various organization designs. Managers must design an organization structure that allows them to effectively and efficiently accomplish organization goals and objectives. Designing an appropriate structure means that managers must decide how to coordinate work activities and efforts both vertically and horizontally. A subordinate should have one and only one superior to whom he or she is directly responsible. Otherwise, a subordinate might have to cope with conflicting demands or priorities from several managers. Authority relates to one's position within an organization and ignores the personal characteristics of the individual manager. The terms authority and powers are frequently confused. Authority is a legitimate right that's held because of a person's position in an organization. Authority goes with the job. In contrast, power refers to an individual's capacity to influence decisions. Authority is one part of the large concept of power. Since more and more organizations are reducing the members of managerial positions through downsizing and restructuring, we find that spans of control are generally increasing for managers. For instance, it's obvious that the more training and experience subordinates have, the less direct supervision they'll need. Managers who have well-trained and experienced employees can function quite well within a wider span. The recent shift toward more decentralization of decision-making reflects how important it is for managers to respond quickly and effectively to environmental changes. Functional departmentalization was advocated by the classical writers, although the method or methods used should reflect the grouping that would best contribute to the attainment of the organization's objectives and the goals of individual units. Today's competitive environment has refocused the attention of management to its customers. To better monitor the needs of customers and to be able to respond to changes in those needs, many organizations have given greater emphasis to customer departmentalization. To better monitor the needs of customers and to be able to respond to changes in those needs, many organizations have given greater emphasis to customer departmentalization.
Customer departmentalization.
The organic organization is a highly adaptive structure that's as loose and flexible as the mechanistic organization is rigid and stable. Rather than having standardized jobs and regulations, the adhocracy's loose structure allows it to change rapidly as needs require. Since objectives are derived from the organization's overall strategy, it's only logical that strategy and structure should be closely linked. More specifically, structure follows strategy. If management significantly changes its strategy, it will need to modify the structure to accommodate and support this change. Large organizations tend to have more specialization. Horizontal and vertical differentiation and rules and regulations than do small organizations. We should expect management to structure routine technologies with mechanistic organizations. The more non-routine the technology, the more organic the structure should be. Essentially, mechanistic organizations are most effective for stable environments. Organic organizations are best matched with dynamic and uncertain environments. The strengths of the simple structure are obvious. It's fast, flexible, and inexpensive to maintain, and its accountability is clear. It becomes increasingly inadequate as an organization grows because of its low formalization and high centralization resulting in information overload at the top. Few organizations today can treat change as the occasional disturbance in an otherwise calm and stable world. Those that do are running a great risk. Too much is changing too fast for any organization or its managers to be complacent. Most competitive advantages last only a short time, often less than 18 months. As change agents, managers should be motivated to initiate change because they're committed to improving their organization's effectiveness.